All right, friends and family, it's the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call. We are here talking about living my best life. Many times you might hear people saying it today, living life like it's golden, living your best life. But what does that mean? How exactly am I supposed to live my best life? Is it the things that I was told as a child? These are the things that you're going to do to succeed. These are the things. This is how you're supposed to go your day in, day out. Is it based off your family's traditions? Is it based off of how it is to live in the city or the country, to live in a house or an apartment, to have vacations, do all? Is that living your best life, having that job that pays you the utmost? Or is it how God intends it, how he planned for your life before you were formed in your mother's womb? Is it living to his expectations? Is it abiding in his word? Is it loving and forgiving as he has for us day in and day out? Is it standing on that foundation of the life in which he sends his son to die for us? Is it appreciating and living according to that life? Those are the questions that we can ask ourselves, that we can reflect on and determine whether or not we are living that best life. All right, so as we are getting ourselves settled in, perfect time, reach out to a friend or two. Pen and paper, always an opportunity to take notes as we're learning in God's word, as well as be able to just have fun. All right, but we get to do so, living our best life, living my best life, as the topic is this week, with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Kiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
Good deal. Well, the first thing I want to do is go ahead and open up with prayer so we can go ahead and get started on the call, if you don't mind, please.
Not at all. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for bringing us together to just fellowship in your name, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, we are gracious for this gift of life that you've given us, and we are grateful that you have provided us the examples to walk in this life, how we are to live, and you've provided clear expectations of exactly how we're to do so. May we abide by them. May we live up to your expectations, to your standards, and may we do so loving one another and all those whom you send our way. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. So we've been talking about this week, living my best life. I love the topic because, you know, it's one of those things that is cliche in the world, but it has so much significance when it comes to the things of God. And I know, y'all, I promise you, I already know the things of God are not popular in 2018.
Nope.
It's not popular. But we don't have the sugarcoat it. It's almost like the bad girls win the best guys, the bad guys win the best girls. It's almost like the world seems to be prospering when that's not the definition of prosperity, when the body of Christ seems to be suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So how can one equate living my best life to anything about God and you have so many restrictions? Now, that's a good question. Write that one down, Ms. Tiana, because we'll answer that later. How can one equate living your best life to the things of God when God restricts you from so much? Now, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and involve Mr. DJ on the call. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, man?
All right, that's fine.
All right, so break it down for us right quick, Mr. DJ, in your weekend review. What you got?
Living my best life is simply, are you living your best life for God? Not for yourself, but are you living your best life for God? Things that often we're selfish and that we determine are the best life for us, it's not necessarily the best life for God. Anytime you lift yourself up, that's not living your best life for God. And like you just said, it may not be popular, but God will take care of you in the end for it. Oftentimes I thought living my best life was me not being able to take anything off anyone or do anything off anyone, but in whose name? I mean,
right.
You know, when you are, you live in lavish lifestyles and, you know, you got your money, you got your little car note paid and all that good stuff. That's not your best life. You know, you may be enjoying it, but that's still not your best life. You know, your best life is what you do for Christ. And basically how you are using what he gives you. You know, that's showing Christ that you're thankful for your best life.
That's fair to say. That's fair to say, y'all. So, living my best life. I ain't going back and forth with you, devil. Living my best life. I ain't going back. Y'all ain't know I can sing. Okay, I'm living my best. Don't hate you. You see, Mr. DJ, you always gonna have some haters. If you don't have no haters, something ain't right.
There you go.
You don't have to live your best life according to what people think you should be doing.
Tell it. That's the truth.
That's the beautiful thing about the topic. When you live your best life, if you're trying to impress people, you're not living your best life because that means somebody's in control of you.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, because they can dictate your flow, right?
That's right.
What's going on, my man? What's going on, Troy? That's my brother from another mother. How are you? Who is this? Miss Nakia and Miss Bailey. How are you? Miss Jocelyn, Miss Brenda, Miss Swan, and Miss Tracy. Okay. So, y'all, we're talking about living our best life. Okay. And we ain't going back and forth with them people. Huh? Because somebody, for whatever reason, don't want you to live the best life that you're supposed to be living. So we're going to get some answers and some questions and some things right here. How you doing, Mr. Mayor? So, let's live it up. Okay? Living my best life. How you doing, Miss Tiana? She's on now. Okay? Let's go ahead and get to the first email question, Miss Tiana.
All right. Let's bring it.
All right.
Okay. This question tonight is, I recently gave my life to Jesus, and there is things I am still learning about myself that I don't like. Will I ever get to the point of living my best life?
Okay, that's a good question. Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you. I recently gave my life to God, to Jesus. I'm sorry. I recently gave my life to Jesus, and there are things I am still learning about myself that I don't like. Will I ever get to the point of living my best life?
Okay, first of all, did you really give your life to Jesus? Or are you just saying you submitted yourself to satisfy the moment?
Okay.
Because if you totally gave yourself to Jesus, then not only would you love Christ, I mean, you know, we're not supposed to be lovers of ourselves. So, I mean, I challenge that you saying that you gave your life to Jesus, because he never promised you that you was going to be happy all your days. You know, so you need to really check whether or not you really gave yourself to him so that you can live your best life. Or are you saying that you gave yourself to him for your sake so you could be quote-unquote prosperous?
Okay.
That's not your best life.
How you doing, Miss Chantel, Miss Juanita, Miss Cabrina, and Miss Dina? So, y'all, the question is, I recently gave my life to Jesus, and there are things I'm still learning about myself that I don't like. Will I ever get to the point of living my best life? Real quickly, Miss Tiana, what you got? I recently gave my life to Jesus, and there are things about myself that I'm still learning that I don't like. Will I ever get to that point of living my best life?
Well, I'll say, as you're learning about yourself, especially if it's someone who's just getting to know God, as you're learning about yourself, hopefully you're making those changes to live an upright life as God calls you to do so. And if you're doing so, then you are beginning to get to that point. But you've got to trust God. You've got to give your life to him and not hold on to those things from your past, but live with today and moving forward. Let go of those old things so that you can get to that point.
That didn't answer the question.
Will I ever get to the point of living my best life? Yes, you can get to that point.
I recently gave my life to him. I'm sorry?
I don't think you will ever get to that point if you're dissatisfied because you keep putting self in that equation. So first you got to realize that, that your life belongs to Christ.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't think that's why I said I challenge whether or not they really understand when they say they gave their life to Christ.
Okay, so here's the thing. They say they recently gave their life to Christ, and they're still learning about themselves. I don't challenge when people say they gave their life to Christ because that's a personal thing.
That part I don't challenge, but I'm saying when you ask, will I ever love myself? I mean, you know, you obviously, I don't think you've fully given your life to Christ.
Mm-hmm. One of the things about when you give your life to Christ, it's no longer about you loving yourself. It's about you loving God, because actually the Bible says you must hate yourself in order to follow.
Okay. Amen.
So here's the thing. When you're still learning yourself and there's some things about yourself that you don't like, that's great. That is that's the road to start this thing off. Because when you hate your old self, boy, you stop doing some of those things. Now you're positioning yourself to live your best life. That's perfect. When you start learning yourself, because you now have a new relationship with God, you want to live your best life? Boy, you see the old things. Remember, those old things have passed away. In other words, those old relationships, those old conversations that got you nowhere. Who can live their best life with old baggage? Hold on. Look what the Bible says. Do you put new wine in old wineskins? Who can live their best life with old baggage? Old relationships,
right.
Old mentalities, old situations, huh? Old positions. How can you live your best life and we stuck in what was old?
You can't.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And the question said, will I ever get to the point of living my best life? Of course you will get to that point. Here's the thing. Stop looking for validation from people to get to the point of living your best life. I believe a lot of people make the most common mistake, and with this new popular thing of living your best life, is by putting other people in positions to validate what is best for you. That's the most common mistake that a lot of people make.
Come on.
In other words, we need the stamp of our approval of people around us to say, I'm living my best life. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Ms. Jocelyn, what you say, everyone can grow. She may not be there yet, but it's possible. And I agree with you, Ms. Jocelyn. But here's the thing. She very well may be there already. A lot of times,
right.
We are in the perfect position to live our best life, and we're there. But you don't have to, man, catch what I'm saying now. Catch what I'm saying, y'all. Watch this. Who could tell Jesus he didn't live his best life although he was on the cross? Who could tell him that?
That's what I'm talking about right there. Nobody.
That would be an epic failure for anybody to say Jesus wasn't living his best life although he was hanging and bleeding. What could be the better life, him sacrificing everything for us? My goodness.
Amen.
Man, see, when you live your best life, the best life that you can possibly live, it's going to be a life of obedience and sacrifice. You do know that. Any parent, any relationship that you have, if you are the one that's always receiving and never giving, how can it be possible that you live in the best life when you only take?
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes,
how you doing, Ms. Shave? Who is this? Ms. Warren, how are you? Markeisha and Ms. Bird? Ms. Collins, how are you? Ms. Natty? Ms. Tawana? Y'all with me? What's going on, E-Party? Okay. Miss George and Miss K. And Miss, who is that? Miss Priceless Order, right? So living your best life is not a journey where you try and find everything what's best for you. Living your best life is a journey where you find out what's best for God.
Amen.
Y'all, I'm telling you. You know how many times we will get tripped up and trapped up in trying to do things what's best for us?
Right? Yes.
You do understand that if you do what's best for you, you'll mess up God's plans, right?
Come on.
All day.
Huh? Remember, the Bible says this life that we have, and I know this is not popular, but I'm going to say it anyway. This life that we have is not our own. So when we say living my best life, shouldn't we give it back to the one who it belongs to?
Amen.
Right.
We should.
I told you this is not popular because people want to hear things that fit their immediate needs, and I'm not the one who's about to tell you that lie. Because if I say it, I got the answer to God for it. So you might want to go to another Facebook page because I'm not about to lie on this thing.
Mm.
We do have some people that's about integrity. I'm one of them.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all follow me? Because it ain't about the age.
Yes.
Huh? It's about purpose. How you doing, Miss Jennifer? That's right. Miss Priceley, what she say? God only knows what's best. That's right. Miss Ladrika, how are you? Miss Alonda. Okay? So when we talk about how you doing, okay. So when we talk about living our best life, make sure we put every single thing in perspective. Can we do that first?
Yes.
Come on.
Can we do that first? Because,
yes,
fellas, any players out there, and I'm not saying that the men are the players, women, and then women players out there, if we say living your best life according to the game of playing, right, we're going to say that we have multiple partners that don't know about each other and won't ever know about each other. How could they ever be living? Now, that's living the best life according to that individual. But what about the individual who's stable, who wants something solid? Is that living the best life?
Hmm.
Y'all follow me?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's bring this down a tone or two. When we say living our best life, Lil Duval, I get where you're going, but let me help you out a little bit. Okay? Watch this. Who lived a better life than Jesus lived?
No one.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The Bible says it is better to give than to what?
Receive.
When you live your best life, okay, shouldn't we live a life like he lived? In other words, we didn't come to be served. We came to serve others.
That's right.
Is that not correct?
Right.
Yes, it is.
Yes, that's right.
That's right, right? Okay.
It
when
is.
You live your best life, that's a life of peace. That's a life of a solid relationship between you and God. Living your best life requires that God smiles on the very things that you do. Come on. Come on.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Come on, we can open it up now. Living your best life means that God smiles at the very things that you do. The only two things that God is going to smile on are the things that he ordered and the things that he allowed. That's the only two things.
That's right.
Uh-oh. All of me, y'all, Mr. DJ, they ain't with me yet. The only two things God will smile on are the things that he ordered and the things that he allowed. That means we have an obligation to fulfill them through what? Our life. Remember the Bible said he sends out his word and he watches over his word to make sure it does everything that it was set out to do. I asked this question last night. How many books are there in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
66. Yes, sir.
66, right? But
yes,
I because if anybody go pick up their Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians 3 and 2, and the Bible says that we are living letters, meaning that there are 67 books in the Bible. With that being said, when you live your best life, it should be written. Because, see, people going to read you more than they read your physical Bible. You do know that, right? In other words, you want people to follow God, they should see how God is. See how God is, how good God is. In other words, how can you live your best life and you always mean mugging and talk about what she want? How is that living your best life? Because if living your best life and it's pleasing to God, how are you not winning people over for God? Yourself.
Come on.
How you live. Come on now. Because if you living your best life, shouldn't you be winning people over to God? In other words, when you live your best life, it ain't about you getting in. It's about you helping everybody that you can help get in. Uh-oh.
Amen.
What you say, Miss Priceless? Can't lean towards your own understanding? That's right.
There you go.
How you doing, Miss Mary? What's going on, Melvin? Miss Kylie, how are you? Miss Stillette and Miss Sandra, y'all follow me? So when we say live our best life, make sure we get the derivative. Make sure we understand what that fully encapsulates. Because we'll start living aimlessly. In other words, women, you'll start living above your means to prove to people that I'm happy and I'm better off without you. Men will do the same thing. And what you'll start to do is overspending and overexerting yourself to prove to people you have yet to prove a thing to God.
Come on. Come on.
Say it again. Yes, sir.
We'll go on these lavish vacations, get these lavish things that we can't even afford just to prove to people I'm happy. Can't you see it?
Yes.
But I don't have to do that to prove that I'm happy. Because, see, when I'm at peace with God, why do I need to prove to anybody else that I'm living my best life?
Come on.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to help somebody save them some money, time, and effort. I'm really trying to help you out now.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Because if you put on and took that picture, right. No, you got to go take them things back. Hide the tag now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Next month. Yes, sir. A lot of that.
All right. How you doing, Miss Evader? Y'all going to get this. Let's get to our next email question. I got one for you, Mr. DJ.
Okay.
Watch this. What'd you say, Miss Priceless? Oh, you say God's people has to go through something to gain his promises. Living your best life is of the world. Come on, now. All right, now. She about to preach on y'all. Get it. Give it to them. All right, Mr. DJ, here's the question. What does living your best life mean to you personally, Mr. DJ? Y'all can answer this out there. What does living your best life mean to you personally?
My short answer, Mr. Carr, is totally submitting myself to God, living through faith and obedience and discipline, and let him lead me, let him guide me. For me to turn myself down and totally turn him up. I mean,
okay.
I have a million examples of that, but I'm
okay.
just saying, that's in short, that's the short definition right there.
That's a short one. Okay. So, Miss Tiana, let me give you an opportunity, and I want y'all to talk to me on Facebook Live. What does living your best life mean to you personally? You don't have to get super spiritual on me now. Don't get super spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
What does living your best life mean to you personally?
So for me, it's living on the foundation of love, right? Everything starts there. And to stay consistently there with each and every person you come in contact with. At the same time, it's remembering that it's a village. We have a responsibility. So being that responsible person and continuing to guide and support people in a way that shows God's love.
Okay. What's going on, Bear? Who is that? Ms. May, how are you? Okay. Ms. Aveda. So living your best life, what does that mean to you personally? To me, let me give two things. Can I do that for everybody?
Go okay. for
me,
it.
Let me take the carnal tellies. To live your best life, to me, carnality-wise, my flesh, means to have everything that I want without any cares or worries in the world. That means even if I got to, you know, put somebody else down to get it, as long as me and mine are straight, I'm living my best life. That means I can go where I want, do what I want, and have no one to answer to. I'm living my best life. You don't see no ring on my finger. That means I'm living my best life. That's to the corner, man.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ms. Jamara, what you said about yours? A foundation of peace, love, and understanding. Okay. Now, let me ask you from telling us the God-driven man, right? Not super spiritual, but understanding. Living my best life means, God, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Whatever you want me
mm-hmm.
to say, I'll say. That's living my best
mm-hmm.
life. In other words,
mm-hmm.
I'm like Job. Can anybody say, Lord, thank you for revelation. Can anybody say that Job didn't live his best life, even when he went through what he went through?
Absolutely not.
But you know, come on, y'all, let's be real now. Come on, let us not
mm-hmm.
get super spiritual. Y'all know if we was in that Bible with Job and we saw that man with our left, we would say that was, look at Job at the most. Look at it. Woo.
Yes.
He didn't went through, this man had everything, riches, and he lost it all. Y'all, he must be sinning. In other words, he ain't living his best life. He must have did something wrong. No, he did everything right.
Mm.
Yeah.
You see? See, so in other words, when you live your best life according to God, you cannot
mm-hmm.
hang your faith on what you feel and go through. Because what will happen is Satan will use your flesh to pull you away from your purpose. Because you'll be looking at your experience when God tells you to walk by faith and not by what you naturally see. I'm telling you, you got to be careful. Because we want to praise God, and we want to have a reason to praise God, but our reason is always predicated, and it hinges on what we see and feel.
Come
in other words, how can I live my best life, and I am trying to be an attorney, and I'm smart enough, and I can't pass the bar, and I'm struggling?
Mm.
Maybe God don't want you to pass it right now. Have you thought about that?
Yeah,
just like Moses, Mr. Clark, he led the people, and how he even became Moses and led the people and then go in.
Y'all got it? First one, he lived his best life to give God the glory. If our best life does not bring, I love that, Swan. If our best life does not produce glory for God, we in trouble.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all do know what glory is, right?
That's right.
In other words, if people don't see God in what you're doing, how could you ever say you're living the best life? In other words, how can we associate it best with ourselves? Isn't he the best thing that ever happened to this earth? So if our best don't look like him, how could it be our best life if it don't look like his life?
Come on.
Is that too deep? Is that the answer we didn't want to hear? Hi, what you said, Miss Jennifer? Miss Jennifer said, living my best life would be helping those who want God in their life, but do not know what direction to go. I love that, Miss Jennifer, and I love you for saying that. Come on, what else she had to say, Mr. DJ? Miss Jennifer, she gave us something now. She gave us something. She said, I would just give them the word, and they would have to take it from there. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Absolutely. Miss Johnson, what did you say? My best life is a personal growth, the love of my boys, and surround myself around positive people. All right now, Miss Johnson. Y'all see it? So what is your version of your best life, y'all? How you doing, Miss Renee and Miss Michelle? Because we all got our personal, things, what we consider to be our best life. Y'all do know that, right? And we all in life strive for the best for us and those who we love, right?
Absolutely. All right.
So when we say we live in our best life, don't we want the best things around us?
That's right.
We do.
That's right? True?
Yes.
Now watch this. The Bible says, what does light have to do with darkness? In other words, let me throw a question out there. I'm going to start with you, Mr. DJ, and then I'm going to move around a little bit. And I want y'all to chime in on Facebook. Can you live, and be real with me, don't be super spiritual now, okay? Can you live your best life outside of God? Can you? I'm going to talk to you. I told you
me
I was
personally.
What'd you say, Mr. DJ?
Me personally, no, I cannot.
Okay.
I'm only speaking for me, but no, I cannot. He is everything. He is all. And I can't do that. I've tried it, and obviously it doesn't work. That's why I can't do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Mr. DJ say no. Him personally, he say no. Miss Tiana, what you say?
I say you are what you think. You may believe that you're living your best life outside of God, and many people do because they don't know him. But in reality, no, you can't. But those who know him know that you can't.
Right. Okay. So you said no. Okay, now what we got? Miss Priceless said, no, you cannot. Miss Vera said, not possible. Okay. That's interesting. Come here, Sadie. Let me get you in here. I got some guests here. Come here. Come talk to the people. Now, y'all, question is, can you live your best life outside of God? Can you?
Nope.
And tell them why. She said no, that's all she's going to give y'all. So it's no. Mr. DJ, elaborate on that one right quick. Absolutely not. Mr. DJ,
that's just like saying, can you be healthy without exercising?
Okay.
I mean, you know, they go hand in hand. You know, you can't, there's no way possible you're going to do some kind of exercise. You're not going to just live and eat and don't do nothing. You know, faith without works is dead. You are what you eat. If you think you're a fool, then you're a fool, but you're going to be the best fool that you can be. That's not, if that's your life, if you want you want to be the best fool, go for it. But even at that, you still going to need God's help. You're going to need his allowance somewhere. So that's why I said I can't, you know, I've tried living without him. You know, I haven't always been sanctified, saved, and into the word. I guess I'm the only one that has, you know, sinned and done things on my own or been a teenager and don't listen. And, you know, I tried, you know, but like I said, as for me in my house, we serve the Lord. And that's
okay, Ms. Jamal said, peace for me is accepting that I am not perfect, but I am a work in progress. Knowing and believing that God hasn't brought me this far to leave me. I wouldn't be, I'm trying to get to the more. She said that I wouldn't be able to have a testimony unless I've been through. All right. Ms. Price Lord said, no, you cannot. Ms. Burns said, not possible. How you doing, Ms. Chanel, Ms. Mayweather? Swan said, yes, you can according to the world, but I know according to God, no. How you doing, Arlene? So, can you live your best life outside of God? Absolutely in the world, but not in God. Mm-hmm. Remember the Bible says that in the last days they will be wrong as right and right as wrong. You know how many people think they got it going on, but don't?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, indeed.
Living your best life is subjective. It's very subjective. Y'all do know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
You can't judge people for what they don't know. You know how many people, y'all listen to me. You know how many people left you but didn't know how good of a man you was? You know how many men left you and didn't realize how good of a woman you were? So just because they got something else, they think they have the best thing ever. But everybody think they got the best parents in the world, don't they?
That's
mm-hmm.
Everybody typically think they're the best at what they do in the world, don't they?
Yes.
But when you start to line it up to the things of God, now we can kind of weed things out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Priceless said, even for the non-believers, when they hit rock bottom, they look up to the hills.
They sure do.
That's right. To the hills. Because that's where the help comes from. Faith without works is dead. All right, now. Well, y'all starting something right here. We're going to start this fire up. What you got, Ms. Tiana? What's the next question for us?
Sure. One of them is, I have a friend that complains about everything and is thankful for nothing. She claims she is living life like it's golden. How do I bust her bubble?
I'm not even going to entertain that question. Next question. That's how we live our best life. Living your best life means that you entertain fools. Next question. We already know the answer to that one. Next one.
Are many of my mentees are still living according to world standards, no matter how much I am planting in their lives. Am I missing the mark?
Say that again one more time, Ms. Tiana.
Many of my mentees are still living according to world standards, no matter how much I am planting in their lives. Am I missing the mark?
Mr. DJ, if people, I love that. I love that question. Are you missing the mark? Can I rephrase that question, Ms. Tiana?
Please.
Okay. Let me rephrase that question. If you are not drawing people to God, are you living your best life? If you're not winning over people for Christ, are you living your best life? That's a great question, ain't that?
Yeah,
it is.
Come on, talk to me, somebody. Anybody?
Okay.
Everybody? Scream.
Yeah.
What you got?
Well, in reference to the way Ms. Tiana phrased it, you're missing the mark. Yes, if you're supposed to be a mentor,
No, Mr. DJ, boy, that was slick. So you know we connected. That's why slick. You sound like me. Get back to that other one. Don't talk about hers. Get back to what I had. You see how he went there?
You're not, I'll tell you like this then. in reference to the way that you phrased it, I say that you're not lifting him up, because if you lift him up properly, he said that he will draw all men unto him, men and women. So, I mean, if you're not, you can't halfway lift him up. You can't prop him up. He said lift him up. Don't just set him a certain way. And you might think you got him up because it's at an angle, or, you know, you might have put him here. That's not lifting him up. So what I'm saying is, to us, we, you know, some people might think they lifting him up, but if you truly lifting him up, he'll take that rest.
Okay. What's going on, Mr. D.W. Miners? Miss Bailey, how are you? Miss Tabitha, Miss Denise, and Miss Hunt. So, y'all, here's the question. I'm gonna say it so everybody gets involved with this. Now, we're talking about living our best life. If you are not drawing people, if you're not winning people for Christ, are you living your best life? I want to hear what Facebook got to say. Miss Tiana, yes or no? What you got?
No.
Miss Tiana, if you're not drawing people to God, are you living your best life?
You're not. That's part of our responsibility. So we're not.
Well, I love this one. That's a good, great question. Miss Arlene say no. You should at least be able to show them your God. Okay. Anybody else want to? Miss Arlene, you know I love you, but you know I'm going to get on you. Where my rule at? You know how them teachers got them rulers? Where my rule at? I don't know where my rule at. He be late every class, period. But she says, look, I'm always on time, though, right? With God, huh? That's right. He our on time God. Yes, he is.
She got a hall pass.
Huh?
She got a hall pass.
She got a hall pass. If you are not drawing people to God, if you're not winning people for God, are you living your best life?
Nope.
Can I answer that? Because everybody got quiet on me. Everybody got quiet on me. How you doing, Miss Favorite? Mitchell?
You might be, Mr. Carr, you might be living your best life for you, but you ain't living your best life for God.
Watch this. How you doing, Miss Mabel? Watch this, y'all. The question is, if you are not winning people over for God, are you living your best life? Everybody got quiet. Everybody want to know the answer. I'm going to say it this way. Just because you don't win people over don't mean that you're not living your best life for God. How you doing, Miss Danielle? Watch what I'm about to say. Ooh, watch this. Miss Price, what you saying? Their God may be living of the world, and they may be showing them the wrong things that may seem right. Okay, I can understand that. How you doing, Miss Angela? Just because you don't win people over don't mean that you're not doing your job. Remember, we don't need the approval of others to stamp our solidarity with Christ. In other words, just because you didn't get the man that you wanted don't mean that you're not a great woman. Let me say that again. I think somebody may have missed that. Just because you didn't get the man that you wanted don't mean that you're not a great woman. What will happen is you'll start to compromise your standards just to pull him. In other words, you'll pull away from God to please him. See, catch what I'm telling y'all now, live your best life. Just because you don't win people over for God don't mean that you're not living your best life to God. Watch what I'm about to say. How many people did Jesus win over? And he was here. He was omnipresent, God is. Huh? Did he win everybody over? Let me ask you this. Did he win you over yet?
Come on.
No, I ain't talking about having one foot in the world and one foot in God. Watch this. Did he win you over yet? See, no matter how good you are, the Bible said if you lift me up, I will draw. In other words, I let God do what I can't do. I can live my best life.
Right.
That don't mean that I'm going to win everybody over.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, living my best life don't mean that I'm going to win one person over. As long as I plant the seed, that's on me. I did what I was supposed to do. I planted seed. Now, God, have your way.
Yes.
I need y'all to understand one thing. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is a pure gentleman. In other words, it gives us something called free will.
Yes.
He don't force nobody to do nothing. Lord, have mercy.
That's right.
Come on, y'all.
Well,
come on.
That is
the
car.
What you got,
Mr.
DJ?
Just for conversation, though, if you planting a field full of seeds and your crop ain't coming in, then you need to change your soil. I mean, you need to get ready
and make sure you plant the right seed. That's why I was saying for it, in the question that Miss Tiana was saying, is this person supposed to be a mentor and all their mentees ain't doing right or ain't following? Then
I see where you're going with it, DJ. But watch this. Remember, we said when you live your best life, it can never be validated through people. Remember that now, right?
Correct. Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying. You can have the perfect seed, meaning the best life. That don't mean that it's planted on the right soil. But God still told you to sow there. It's
that's
the
right.
soil to get right. You don't have to change the seed. The soil needs to get right.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Come
you
on.
Follow me?
That's
so don't ever question. Hold on. When you ain't God, don't ever question. Don't ever question what you're not doing. Because Satan will try to trick you up. In other words, he don't want your best to be good enough. And you start to pull away from the things of God and start turning towards the things of the world. Ah.
Right.
Watch. If you look, watch what I'm saying now. If you're looking for your life to pull people, well, watch this. Why didn't God's life pull us yet?
Now, that's very true.
Yes.
Huh? That's deep, right?
That's right.
It is.
What I'm about to tell y'all, and I'm about to say what I just said. Watch this now. Live your best life. Who lived a better life than Jesus? Nobody. He chose 12 disciples. He didn't get the best disciples. He got the ones that wasn't good, right? Because he could have got scribes and Sadducees. But he got some unqualified people. He was around 12 people, and none of them knew exactly who he was. Now,
come on.
He wasn't living his best life.
He was.
Watch where I'm about to go. He got on a cross. They didn't believe him until they pulled back the stone and he was no longer there. And the spirit had to come back.
That's
when they started to
feel his hand. That's right.
Watch this. When we say living your best life, but when he was on that cross, did God not say, to whom my son, I am well pleased? In other words, your best life is when God receives you, not when people believe you.
Come on.
That's what I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. See, don't think just because you're not winning people over that you're not doing it for God. Because a lot of times people, they don't even catch Jesus, yet alone you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help me.
Yes. Yes.
In other words, people will start to, they will start to bribe you spiritually. Well, if you say you all in God, you should understand. No, I don't have to understand. Forgiveness don't mean fellowship. In other words, me living my best life does mean that I can leave you the hell alone. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
Come on,
y'all. If Jesus' life couldn't win them over, how you think yours is going to win everybody over? So just because
right.
you're not winning people over don't mean that you're not doing what you're supposed to do in God. You planted a seed. Now let God water it. Woo!
Amen.
Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. All right. Oh, you got it from the beginning, Miss Angela. You good. You right there. What you said, Miss, who is that? Miss Sakara, how are you? Miss Arlene, what you said exactly. But when you plant seeds in people, you are not responsible for them as long as you do what God requires you. When you plant seeds in people, Miss Arlene, you're saddled with the responsibility. But here's the thing. You're not responsible for the person, but you are responsible for the seed. Catch it now.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say it again?
Come on.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Watch this. Y'all can't live your best life. When you plant seed in people, you're not responsible for the person, but you are responsible. When you plant a financial seed, you got to make sure that money is exactly what you say it was going to be. Now, whatever they
come
do
on.
With it, don't they? When you
mm-hmm.
plant, you got to watch over forgiveness, not them. Come on, y'all. Catch it. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
What'll happen is people will say, well, you really don't love me because you're not my responsibility. The Bible told me to love every man. But see, I love like God loves. That don't mean that I got to pamper you. Because if you understood the Bible, when you live your best life, God says to chastise those who you love. He chastised me, so why would I spoil you in that sense? Okay.
Right.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Tiffany? I didn't forget about you. Miss Jennifer, what'd you say? No, it's not your responsibility to draw people to God. God does not, people to God does not mean that you are not living your best life. You can live your best life in a hospital bed, but you still have to praise and worship in your heart. That's absolutely correct. How you doing, Miss Mary? Okay, Miss Nisi and Miss Stephanie. I just want to speak to everybody because they'd be like, how you doing, Miss Lavina? As many as I can, anyway, Miss Tanisha. I'd be like, you ain't speaking to me. I'm sorry. Don't look. Tell DJ that's my security. All right. What you say, Esther? Forgiveness is not for others anyway. It's for you. All right. That's another tough. Okay. Mm-hmm. So y'all with me?
Yes.
All right. What you got, Miss Tiana? What's our next question?
Well, I was going to take us to the question you kicked us off with on the call, which
okay.
was, you know, how can one equate living their best life in God when God gives us so many restrictions?
Oh, did y'all hear that one? Mr. DJ, keep playing my song. Mr. DJ, the question is, how can you equate living your best life in God when God literally restricts us and gives us so many restrictions?
How can one do that, or how can I?
How can you? How can anybody?
Me personally, I trust God totally. And I have my faith. The thing, I you know, people, you hear the expression, if it don't kill you, it'll make you stronger.
Okay.
One thing about him, he does things for a reason. And sometimes no answer is a good answer. And then sometimes not right now. And then sometimes
okay.
it's just flat out no. I mean, you know, like a parent. You know, he will tell you things and allow certain things to happen to either toughen you up. If you iron, if you're supposed to be iron, you're supposed to be his people, then why not trust him? I mean,
okay.
Iron sharpens iron. So, you know, it may not be for you to just walk through. You might have to jump a hurdle. You might have to go through a couple of things, you know.
So here's the thing. Let me, brother, I like what he said, and I'm going to piggyback about what you just said because I like what you said.
Okay.
How can one equate living their best life in God when God gives us so many restrictions? Y'all know anything about maturation when you mature? Anybody thankful
right.
for them relationships that we used to be in love with that didn't last, you think, that they ain't last?
Yes, Lord. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Anybody that heard about some past relationships where they got some things that they can't cure and you was about to have sex with them, couldn't you think that you had a restriction on that?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Anybody thankful that they couldn't go to that last party because somebody shot it up?
Right.
Come on.
Right.
And didn't make it.
Yeah.
Are you thankful that God gave you some restrictions?
Yes.
In other words, listen to what I'm going with this. Okay? When we start to mature in God, we don't look at it as a restriction. We look at it as, God, our steps are ordered by you. In other words, you direct and I'm going to follow. Well, you said, see, I don't look at God as saying no, because the Bible says the promises of God are yea and amen. In other words, God never says no. The only reason, catch this, y'all, live your best life. The only reason we say hear God saying no is because we had our opinion in the way. If we were solely focused on God, you would never hear no. You would only hear yes, because your focus is his focus. Lord, have mercy. Catch what I just said.
Yeah.
If you have the same thought pattern, the same relationship, the same lifestyle, the same love as God, if you are united with him and you commune with him, meaning communicate with him because you live in your best life, in other words, you will never hear a no, you will always hear a yes. In other words, you will never face the direction you shouldn't go in the first place.
Come on. Exactly.
In other words, as we mature, we no longer look at it as a restriction. We look at it as a response, meaning, no, that wasn't the direction I was supposed to go. Where I was supposed to go? Oh, thank you, Daddy. See, this is direction that says live my best life. That's the way I'm going.
Right.
Yeah.
How you doing, Ms. Jack and Ms. Cher?
Is it safe to say, Mr. Carr, we live our best life with Christ when we quit complaining? I mean, you know, like you said, maturity, you know, with parents. You complain, how come I got to go to bed? How come I got to eat my vegetables? How come I got, you know, we keep asking how come, and why? And then as you mature, you just, like you said, start saying thank you. Or, you
That's
know,
right.
you don't get that much complaining, you know, to God.
That's right. Y'all see what I'm saying? Look, what you say, Miss Angela? Is it because he knows we are flesh and false? Therefore, the purposes of repentance are let me get this right, what you're saying, Miss Angela. Is it because he knows we are flesh and false? Therefore, the purpose of repentance. Okay. So when we repent, Miss Angela, so we can live our best life, we have the Bible said, and all out get an understanding. When you repent is a military term, which means to do a total turnaround. That means if you was going south, you totally turn around and you go north. That don't mean that you look back. See, what we call repentance is say, I turn around for a brief second, and then if I just so happen to look back and go there, he'll forgive me again. See, repentance, true repentance, and we shouldn't have to put true in front of it, but true repentance means that we leave the sin, we let it go. We no longer do it. It tastes bad. It feels bad. It looks bad. It is bad. That means I hate what I used to do. When you truly repent, you hate it so much that you never go back.
Right.
In other words, we have to, when we mature in God to live our best life, we don't have time to keep on making the same old mistakes over and over again. Let me ask you this. What about the man who repented to you? See, repentance is not based on how good you say I'm sorry. It's how pure your heart is.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So can that man keep on repenting to you and keep on making the same old mistakes? Good. I know your answer is no. So why should God do it? Well, I ain't God. But see, remember the Bible says how we do others, he going to do us. Remember that?
That's right.
Right.
Got to keep that in consideration. In other words, when we mature, we shouldn't be making the same old mistakes. Yes, we are human, but see, we really are spirits having a human experience. If we were human, well, then why does the flesh fail us? Remember that the Bible said that flesh going back to dirt. So you was created as a spirit. That's why he knew you before you was formed. He would know something that he didn't create. He created the spirit, and he wrapped it in flesh.
That's right.
I'm trying to help somebody with something.
Okay.
Caller?
Yes.
Okay. What'd you say, Ms. Priceless? Who is that, Priceless Art? Is that Miss help me with your name so I can get it right because I don't want to be, okay. So, restrictions are for our best interest. It keeps us grounded, humble, and keeps us in faith. High five. You saw that, Mr. DJ? Restrictions
yes, sir.
Are for our best interest. That is absolutely correct. It keeps us grounded, it keeps us humble, and it keeps us in faith. Man, that is awesome. I like that.
Like taking that vitamin.
Copy that, and we're going to give you credit. That's what's up. That's real. Okay?
That belongs on a T-shirt.
I'm telling you. That's a lot of writing, but we just going to say restrictions are. They'll figure out the rest. What do you say, Ms. Tiana? Restrictions are only such if you are against them. All right. How you doing, Ms. Leslie? Ms. Jocelyn, what you said, yes, 17 years, thankful I was able to walk away with a smile. That's right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Jocelyn, I put all my faith in him and trusted in God and God alone. Okay. All right.
It's like that. It's like being in traffic, Mr. Carr. We fuss and cuss and raise all kind of sand at folks for driving so slow, not realizing the purpose or the meaning or even just saying thank you. Up ahead, you know, it could have been an accident or a tree could have fallen on you, anything. But instead, we want to flip each other off and have road rage and pull out guns so this person ain't going, you know, 3 miles an hour more than us.
That's right. How you doing, Miss Catrice? How you doing, Miss Janice? Okay. How you doing, Miss Ford? Miss Fiona? Okay. Now watch this. Watch this, y'all. Have y'all ever ridden in one of those go-karts?
Yeah.
You know the one that had the little speed gauge on it?
That's right, the rabbit and the turtle.
Yeah. Watch this. When you live your best life, just imagine a child saying, Mama, Daddy, I want to live my best life. Give me the go-kart. You buy the go-kart. And they say, take the speed gauge off. You take it off. And that child, it was gauged to go 15 miles per hour. Now they going 35, 40, and they can no longer control it. And traffic is coming. Now they in that little small go-kart. Small, low to the ground. A car can't even see them. They young, immature, and reckless.
Right.
What you think may happen? We don't even want to think about that, right? Good.
Yeah.
That's right. How you doing, Miss Jeanette? Okay, Miss Valerie, Miss McGee. So here's the thing. How you doing, Miss Courtney? That's why God put restrictions on us as it pertains to living our best life. Because what we think is prosperous is not what God meant to be prosperous. We think that prosperity has to do with degrees, finances, clout, status. We think that prosperity is all about how much God blessed us. But you know the blessing is called a responsibility, right?
Yes.
Okay. When you live your best life, God puts restrictions on it because you may drive and you're too immature to understand that this thing can get fast and fast real quick. And you can lose control.
That's right.
Y'all follow me? So God slows it down. He puts restrictions on us. Huh? He puts restrictions on it. You know why? Because he can. Because God knows how much we can and cannot handle. You know that?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Because y'all know, if it was up to us, at the age of 7, 8, 9, 10, our whole diet would have been Snickers, Kit Kat, Funyuns, Cracker Jacks, and Kool-Aid.
There you
go. Right?
Some cheese doodle.
So if that's us in a natural immature, what you think us in a spiritual immature would look like? We talk about living our best life. That means, shoot, look at me. Look at how good I can sing. Look at all the talent God gave me. Don't you know I know the word of God? Look at how much I travel. I'm living my best life. You don't see, you put a ring on it? Look at my car. Look at my degree. You ain't see my house, and then I got rental property. We would equate best life to the wrong thing, so God put a muzzle on it and said, hush.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the muzzle he said he put on it. To live your best life, if you think that living your best life means that you're at the top, watch how he muzzled that. God said, the first shall be last. And tell me what else he said. The last shall be what?
The last shall be first.
Therefore, I think that living your best life has nothing to do with man-made accomplishments at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. Shouldn't that kind of put us in our right frame of mind? Shouldn't that put a gauge? Look at what we think. We think that the more we gain, the more that God gave, and the more that he approved. No. God said the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. In other words, living my best life don't mean that I go on every family vacation every year. It don't mean that I have the best job. It don't even mean that I'm even qualified to talk about God. But see, you don't have to be qualified to talk about God. All you have to do is be anointed. Lord, have mercy. Let me stop.
Amen.
Somebody might miss this and take this the wrong way. See, you don't have to be qualified. You just have to be anointed. Because his 12 disciples, not one of them was qualified, but tell me which one wasn't anointed.
Right. Amen.
Who lived a better life than them when they was around the best life? How you know when you're living the best life? When you start producing fruit that have the best life. In other words, when they if they receive it, they receive it. They receive it till Jesus left. But see, just because, watch what I'm trying to tell y'all. Just because the people you around don't receive you don't mean that everybody else won't receive you. You do understand one of the greatest people in the Bible, his name used to be Saul, now they call him Paul. This man was on his road to called Damascus. See, he was going to live his natural best life to kill people. But God knocked him off his beast. In other words, he knocked him off his donkey. The Spirit of God did. In other words, he had to drop him down to the ground to make him stand up and walk again. Watch what happened. He went from living a worldly best life to living a spiritual best life, and he never even walked with Jesus.
Come on. In a blink of an eye.
You live your best life, you leave so much seed behind that even if your family members don't catch it, somebody else will. Woo!
Man.
They missed that one, DJ.
Yes.
They missed that one, DJ. They missed that one, Mr. DJ. See, your real family is what God unites you with, not that you was blood born into. You do understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Yes, indeed.
I'm just trying to get us to the point to where we're okay with living our best life, because a lot of us are disgruntled even right now, and we mad because we don't talk to our mama. We mad because we don't talk to our daddies. We mad because they daddy not there for them. We mad because their mama won't let me see them. We mad because our cousins talk about them. But who's your real family? See, when you live your best life, it's not who approves you on earth. It's who has already approved you in heaven. Do you understand that?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to help somebody live their best life. Stop trying to get the applause. and approval of people. Because, see, people have winner's fatigue. They can get tired of seeing you being blessed in God. But living your best life has to supersede the natural man. It got to even supersede what you think about yourself. When you live your best life, stop putting yourself down and view yourself the way God views you. And then, my friend, you'll be living your best life.
Amen.
Y'all with me?
Yes, indeed.
That's all I got to say. Mr. DJ,
I have a question for you.
What you got, Mr. DJ?
I'll just imagine, if you will, if you had $1 billion.
Okay.
But nobody knew it. But nobody knew it.
Okay.
How many of us would want that $1 billion? But you away from people. I mean, you can spend it. You know, you can do everything practically online, but you never had no type of fellowship with anyone. Just imagine that, if you will. What I'm trying to tell you is, a lot of us are rich, and not through money, with
right.
our relationships with Christ. And
right.
and
mm-hmm.
it's almost like, you know, like when we was in the schoolyard and you saw a fight, you run to the fight. That's why it was a fight, because you got an audience. But imagine if nobody ever ran through it. What's the point? So what I'm saying is, we have to change our mentality and living our best life for Christ. You know, when God blesses you, he don't have you go out and just flaunt this and flaunt that and flaunt that. That's the way we thinking of worldly things. But spiritually, it doesn't work like that. So that's the only thing I want to say, to share
right.
about living our best life. You know, you don't have to, like the song said, you don't have to argue with folks, especially if you know who your daddy is, you know who Christ is. You know, that, you know, just, you know, have you ever heard somebody say something crazy and you totally just dismissed it? Like, you didn't even give it a thought. You know, Mr. Carr, you owe me $25 million. Because he's like, well, I owe you what? Like, who are you? You got so many questions at first. But then it gets to a point that you don't even listen to it no more. That's the way we ought to be with that devil. You know what I'm saying? When some folks come out there and hit you, it's so crazy because you know who you are and whose you are. Instead of living your best life, shine your best light. You know, check your battery. Shine your best light so that you can have your best life.
So here's the thing, and I appreciate that too, Mr. DJ. Here's the thing. Remember in the song, it said to live your best life. I ain't going back and
mm-hmm.
forth with you. Right?
Yeah.
And then it says smile, smile. See, here's the thing. When you live your best life, what's going on, Curl? This is how you know which lifestyle you're going to live. What makes you smile?
Right.
Does your job make you smile? Does your family make you smile? Does what you accomplish makes you smile? Does your wife, I'm talking about the wife, does that make you smile? Does your husband, you're talking about the muscle, does that make you smile? Does your house make you smile? Does your status make you smile? The fact that you got it going on, does that make you smile? Or does the things of God make you smile? Because, see,
right.
in the Bible, in Matthew 6 and 21, the Bible says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In other words, if you want to know what makes you smile, what do you, watch this. If God starts to pull things away, and you start
that's
to cry,
right.
that's where your treasure is, right?
Yep.
Ooh, boy, watch this now. Y'all follow me? The reason I'm saying this is because we smile and we think we're living our best when we got everything around us that we treasure. But how can you gain the whole world and lose your soul? In other words, how can you have the vacations? How can you have the best job? How can you have the best Cadillac? How can you have the best of life that life has to offer without God?
Amen.
And say that you're living your best life. If the things of the world make you smile, then your best life is in accordance with them. But if the things of God makes you smile, then your best life is with him. In other words, how you know you and God are living your best life? When Satan starts messing with you, and you still smile mm-hmm. through your...
Come on.
Oh, Lord. Have
yes,
my...
indeed.
Watch
yes,
my...
indeed.
When Satan start messing with your health, when Satan start messing with your family, when Satan start messing with your job, when he start messing with your finances, when Satan start messing with your mind, when Satan start messing with everything around you, and you still smile Because the Bible says, count it all joy. Joy says that I have hope in the things of God. I don't smile because of how I feel. I don't smile because of how I look. Thank God for Job. I smile because of where I'm going and who I serve. In other words, I live my best life because God has already stamped and approved me, and I'm fit for the storm that I'm going through. Even Job himself said, I'm living my best life. Look at how he said it. He said, yea, though you slay me, God, yet will I trust you. In other words, this is what's best for me, because I understand in the Bible that it says all things work together. Oh, come on, tell them the rest. All things, tell them the rest, Miss Tiana, for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Amen. That's right.
So no matter what I go through and what you see I go through, my best life is still yet to come. I'm living it, although I'm going through a storm, I'm still living my best life. The reason why it's so good and it's called my best is because you wouldn't know how to get through the storm unless I went through it first. In other words, he sent me through it so somebody else could see it. So this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Yes.
Yellow.
Yes.
Hello. Who else could get on the cross but Jesus? So we had to see him do it so we can get on our own cross, right?
Yeah.
See, that's called life. Your best life was when you got so much anointing on you where other people can see you went through a storm and you still smiling because your best is yet to come. And, you know, this is good, but it only gets greater.
Yes.
All right, we're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. Mr. DJ, you mind praying for us?
Sure. Bow your head, close your eyes, open up your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you saying thank you, Father. Thank you for this day, Father. Thank you for waking us up, Father, and bringing us together to lift your name up, Father. Not for any shape, form, or fashion for ourselves, but to lift you up to give you praise, Father. Thank you for the knowledge that has been announced upon us, and thank you for our leader, Father, for providing such knowledge. Everybody under the sound of my voice, be blessed, and thank you for keeping us safe during storms and troubled times, Father. In these names, we ask these in your son Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Y'all have a great night. We're going to be back on next Monday. Y'all can catch us on Wednesday for Bible study. Miss Tiana putting that information at 225-364-0211. That's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central Standard, but we're going to be on back next week. Make sure y'all share this, and make sure you jump back on next week and be on time. We can see y'all next week.
All right. Good night.
Good night.